Hi, I'm Anya Zaveri. Welcome back to The Story of You. This is a platform where young entrepreneurs get to share their journey with the world. My aim is to reach out to other kids and let them know that they can accomplish what they set their minds, no matter the age. Today on The Story of You, we have a 6-time national chess winner and a 2-time bronze medalist in the Asian Chess Championship. 11-year-old Sahani, who loves to play chess, teach chess, and do lots more. Welcome to The Story of You, Sahani.
Thank you.
So, Sahani, can you tell me a little about your background, hobbies, and what you want to be when you grow up?
Yeah. So, my passion is chess. I've been playing chess since 4 years and 3 months. Since I was 4 years and 3 months. So I actually love doing a lot of other things like piano, cricket. So I actually love a lot of outdoor sports too. Like I love cricket, I love soccer, I love basketball. And I'm actually giving my grade 4 Trinity piano exam at the end.
And Sahani, can you tell us about your journey with chess?
Yeah, so I started chess when I was 4 years and 3 months, and my parents were actually going to national schools with my brother. And since there was an under 5 category, and I was 4 years old, and since there was an under 5 category, they thought that they should make me play. So that's how I started my chess journey, because I wanted because I had to play this tournament. So 3.5 months before the tournament, I spent a lot of time coaching and I really enjoyed it. So from then I knew that I wanted to excel in chess and I wanted to play more tournaments. So in the under 5 nationals, when we came, I actually won the 3rd prize and we were very, very surprised. So that's how my chess journey began, from that tournament.
That would have been like so overwhelming, right? Because you were 4 or something and just winning. Obviously, you practiced a lot because I know chess is a little hard. Obviously, to get all the moves and the pieces and all that stuff comes with it. What age did you start chess and when did you see success?
Okay, so I started around 4 years and 3 months. And yeah, I saw success when I won that tournament, and from there I just practiced so much, and then I won another tournament, and from there then I started coaching a lot, I became better, and then I went for more tournaments. So yeah,
who was an equally good side with the game, so was he your inspiration?
Yes, definitely, he was my inspiration. So I remember going with my mom's for chess tournament like long before, when I was like 3 or 4, and then my mom used to take my brother for tournament, and I used to go to, and I used to see him, and I wish I played, and so she used to travel with him, and sometimes I would also sit in the same room when he was coaching, and after he finished coaching, I would play around with the pieces, and that's when we knew that I wanted to play chess. And the day I decided I want to play, like I want to excel in chess, was when we had gone to Align, and there was like this huge glass wall, and on the other side of the glass wall, my brother was playing with an opponent, and I would just seeing him, and I was seeing like so many students from all over the world, and I was like, I have to play. I love this game. I want to play.
That is just a wonderful journey. Like I just love your experience a lot. So when you are playing round the clock, around the world, how do you manage studies?
Well, for this, I think I need to thank my mom and my school, and I'm really blessed and grateful to be in Dhirubhai Ambani International School. School which wholeheartedly supports every child who wants to pursue a game. And I remember from day one, I was given all the leave I wanted to travel, and my teachers were also so helpful. They helped me cover all, and I think I was never put onto any pressure. And of course, my mom has also played a very active role in this, and she because she kept herself updated from my friends in school. I think we used to cover up in the flights, like it used to be like a 1 hour, 2 hour flight, and we like I used to get those worksheets and I used to solve them on the flight. And even after I came back, the school wouldn't give me exams the day after I came back. They would give me 1 week to prepare for it, so it was really helpful. Yeah.
So you do worksheets in the flight. That's fine.
Yeah. Right.
I thought you would do a spelling test. Look at this journey. What are the milestones that stand, you know, that stand out from this journey?
So I think my biggest milestone would be, I think, when I got my WCM title. The WCM title is basically Women's Candidate Master. So I won that in the Asian Youth Chess Championship in Iran. And in that, I came third. So I came fourth in rapid. I came fourth in blitz. There are different formats. And finally, I came third in standard. And that's when I got my title. I was representing India actually in the under 7 category. And actually, even my other milestone would be whenever I win a medal for my country, whenever I'm representing my country, it's a very proud feeling. So I think my other milestone would be in Commonwealth and in China. And in China, I played in the under 9 category, and so did I in Commonwealth. And in Commonwealth, I came third, and in China, even in China, I came third. Yeah.
That is an
So.
exceptional story, I would say. And it's just, I think your story is just very unique and different from anyone else because you weren't actually the one who was going to play chess. Your brother was. And you actually just changed the whole thing, right? And congratulations on all the wins, by the way.
Thank you.
So how was your journey? Rough, smooth, challenging?
Well, I think in any sport, the journey is never smooth. There are highs, there are lows. I think it's probably challenging for everyone who's playing a sport because you lose, you feel bad, you bounce back, you win, you feel happy, again, you lose. So it's like a process. And even in chess, I've seen both highs and lows. And it's not that I've excelled in every chess tournament, but there are times I have experienced success. And yeah, so that, and when I win, I get a different kick, it's a different motivation. But I haven't won all tournaments I've played. For example, when I gone for another Asian Youth Championship in Uzbekistan, I didn't do well at all. But after that, I came back with so much learning that in the next tournament, which was Commonwealth, I won again. So I think the challenge is what makes the game more interesting. And I don't think any journey of any sportsman has been smooth. I think it's always challenging.
I think your view or your perspective of win loss is so different, and it's not just, I think it's not just about winning for you, it's also the learning behind the winning or the learning behind the loss that actually matters. And that's very
Definitely.
different because, you know, everybody thinks I'm doing this sport, if I don't win I'm quitting the sport.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have a very different perspective, and that's really interesting. So in games, in like sports, do you win, you lose? So what do you tell your you know, what do you tell yourself in both the situations?
Well, it's always very exciting to win, and it gives you, again, I said it gives you a different kind of kick, it gives you a different kind of motivation. But here again, I would like to thank my parents and my coaches because my parents, I've never been put in any kind of pressure. If I didn't win, and like I was never scolded. I was even when I lost, I was happy. You would never realize that I lost because my parents always told me that it's not the result that matters, it's the effort that is put in. So whatever result that came out, my coaches and my parents were so okay with the result that even I was so happy. I didn't have any fear playing any of my games. And so I would want to say a big thank you to them. And I was never disappointed in losing a game. So that's what kept me going.
Yeah, so I think...
I felt sad. I cried. I've cried many times when I lost because I feel sad. Maybe it's a winning game. But I've never been put on any kind of pressure. My parents have never scolded me and my coaches have never scolded me. Instead, they've said that it's fine, it's a learning, and next time you will win. So I'm really grateful for that.
And I think you also have to have support from everyone to actually even do something, because otherwise it's not going to work. So now why don't you tell us a day in your life? What does it look like?
So in a normal school day, I would wake up in the morning and start my day with a teaspoon of ghee, which my mom thought is very good for me, okay? And then I would do Surya Namaskars and Kriya. So Kriya is like a series of breath work. And that really helped me with my chess because it improved my intuition. So I kind of knew what my opponent was going to play and I prepared for it before in my mind. So it really helped me. And so after that, I was off to school. After breakfast, I was off to school. After I come back from school, I take a break for 1 hour. So school gets over at 1, I come back at 1:45, 1:30. And from 2 to 3, I have a break, probably watch TV in after school. So I eat my lunch, I watch TV. Then from 3 to 5, I have my chess coaching for 2 hours. And then usually...
For two hours. Like, do you have breaks in between or just focus?
No, I have 2 minutes breaks in between, but...
In 2 hours?
Yeah. And on Saturday, Sundays, in the morning, I'm free. Then sometimes in the morning, I go from 11 to 2 and 3 to 6. In the academy. So from 2 to 3 I get a break, otherwise from 11 to 2 and then 3 to 6. And that's on Sundays too. Saturdays and Sundays I probably do 4 hours and my other hobbies. And so after usually 3 to 5 is my coaching, and after 3 to 5 I probably have another class, or if I don't, then I again chill, watch TV or something. And from 6 to 7:30 is my going down time. So I go down and I have a lot of fun with my friends. Like even now, I will go down after this podcast and I'll play. So I love outdoor sports. I love cricket. I love football and I love basketball. And so I go down from 6 to 7:30, come back, eat dinner, read, sleep.
What's your biggest learning from chess?
Okay. So I think my biggest learning from chess is that I've become more resilient. I don't see failures as something that should disappoint us, but I feel low. But of course, I do feel low when I lose. But I see failures as a very big learning for my next game. And this game has taught me that it is okay to lose. And when you lose, you bounce back, because I've experienced it myself. And the lows are as much important as the highs. So I think,
But mainly, you know, when you lose, you know what mistake you've made. And probably next time, like, I don't know if this is true for chess, but, you know, everybody's game is different, I think, in chess. But when you, you know, lose once, you know that, okay, so now this person plays this way. So like probably next time when you play with that, you know, their way of playing or their perspective of playing. So it's easier for you also. And I think a loss makes you want to win more.
It gives you the kick that I have to win the next game and you work harder.
And how do you manage hours of practice and studies? How?
So I think I would say I'm quite disciplined and I'm very good with my time management. So as I said, 3 to 5 is a fixed time, and then I have a fixed time to study. So in the morning only I think about, okay, from 3 to 5 my chest, then from 5 to 6 I will study, then I'll go down, then I'll come back, I'll eat. So I think I'm quite disciplined and I don't think I ever procrastinate. And so whenever work is given to me, I try to finish at the same day or the next day or the day after. I don't I don't think I ever submit my work late, and I think that helps me to manage my chess and my studies at the same time. And of course, I have again super supportive parents and a very supportive school too. So I'm very grateful.
I'm best. So what's the best advice given to you on chess?
Okay, so I think the best advice is probably that it's a game which helps you to take life decisions, because you're always taking decisions on a board, and it also helps you a lot with your time management, because normally I play with a club.
And what motivates you to play chess?
As I said before, you need to have the passion, you need to enjoy playing chess, and I love chess, so I think that's what keeps me going, and I'm passionate about it. And it's probably also because it has also given me a lot of name and fame. But I think this game has exposed me to a lot more than I would have otherwise, because I have traveled to 13 countries to play chess. And I've made friends from all over the world, even though my friend doesn't speak English. We do sign language and we speak to each other. So this game has given me much more than just medals. It's given me new friends and helped me explore the world too.
I think that's the best part, going to different places.
I've gone to countries which I didn't even know existed.
What? Which one?
Yeah. Belarus.
I didn't know about that. But what are the two main questions you ask yourself before making a move?
Myself, what is the drawback of my opponent moves? Meaning, like, does it have any threat? Is my opponent's move, is there any threat? And what is this the best move I can play? Can I play a better move than this? And another important thing, what I do is I evaluate the position, which helps me understand it better. So I see if I'm material down or material up, I decide what to play there.
So I think you have to make a pawn that kills piece kills some other piece, and then some other piece has to move something like that. I'm not very sure. But when that happens, how do you know that, okay, now she's going to play this, so in my defense, I can play X, Y, and Z? How do you know that?
I calculate. I calculate many moves ahead. I calculate. So in my opponent's time, I'm like, okay, now she's going to play this move. So I'll say, okay, if I play this move, oh no, she's giving a check. Then I'm losing a piece. So that way I eliminate all the moves that are not good, and then I find the best move.
Yeah, but that you can only do in the standard thing. If you have 3 minutes, you can't think now.
Yeah, three. So that's when you blitz. So many people make blunders, but because you're looking at your time and you're in time pressure, you play anything. So even if I'm giving a queen, my opponent won't take it, because if she has 20 seconds on the clock or 5 seconds, you would just play like a quick pawn move or like a quick knight move and then press the clock. But normally we have an increment. So if I play my move and press the clock, I'll get 2 seconds will get added. So whenever I press the clock, 2 seconds will get added. But still, you need to play fast.
Wow. And I think there's lots of theory behind this that one needs to understand. Do you want to choose chess as a career?
Well, as of now, I don't see myself choosing chess as a career. You know, I'm someone who's very passionate about playing chess, but I also do enjoy a lot of other things. Like I said, I'm giving my grade 4 Trinity exam, piano exam, at the end of this month. And I also love many outdoor sports. Like, as I was saying, that I'm also very academically oriented, and I would like to study further. Like, I would like to go to university and all of those things. But if I have to stick with chess as a career, which means I cannot be doing all these things, because I've seen that all those people who have chosen chess as a career, they'll do 8 hours of chess every single day to improve the game. And I know so many children who don't go to school at all. They just play chess, play chess, play chess. And then that's how they choose chess as a career, and they earn money by winning tournaments, etc. So, but yes, I definitely do see myself playing chess for the rest of my life. I played I'll probably play 2-3 tournaments every month when I grow up, but maybe not as a career and just as a hobby.
But how are you playing chess online?
Okay, so there are websites, but I mean, now you can't stop anyone from cheating, and that's what now is motivating. Yeah, so that's what's demotivating a lot of children, and they don't want to play online anymore. Like for me, I had my state and had my nationals, but I skipped nationals because I knew there was going to be so much cheating that is going to happen. So people cheat by engines. They use a computer. They pause their screen share on Zoom, and they open a new tab, and they open a new app, and they use a computer. Or there are coaches sitting next to the students telling them to move, or behind the camera. So you never know how you can cheat in online chess, because when you're playing physically, it's just you and your opponent in front of each other. You cannot be cheating. But here, you don't know if your camera is off.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And shouldn't you do on a move?
So right now, I would do about 5 to 6 moves deep. And if I have more time, and it's probably like a really confusing position, or it's a confusing move my opponent has played, I will try to go deeper, around 7 to 8 moves. But normally I just go 5 to 6 moves. But if it's an easy position, if it's a position I've experienced before, then I don't need to calculate. I just play the move that I have to, because it's a fixed opening that you learn. So if you know the moves that you have to play.
And how do you prepare for an opponent? You don't know what that opponent is bringing with, right? So do you watch previous chess matches that opponent has played, so you know their strategy, or what's the...
So if it's for an important tournament, then we try to get the name of the opponent, so we calculate. So if it's Swiss pairings, then you know you're going to play, but you need to do some, I'm not sure, but first or second cutoff, and then you know the person with the same points as you. So we get to know my opponent, and before the round, one day before the round or a few hours before the round, the pairings come out. So you know who you're playing with. Then, so if it's national schools, I'll say, or say state schools, or say Asian schools, you'll obviously have games of them because they're very experienced. So you see the games, you see the openings they play, and normally they won't change their openings. Normally they play a fixed opening, but if they play a new opening, you just have to apply your experience and you just need to play your best. And of course, I do a lot of tactics, positions before my games to improve my games. And I also find my opponent's strengths, weaknesses, so I can attack on the weaknesses, and I have to look out for the strengths. For example, my opponent is very good in tactics. I have to calculate, I have to see the drawback of my opponent moves. So yeah, I prepare for an opponent like that.
And but things parents should never say to the kids when they win a game.
I think they should never say the word finally, like as if they never win. So if you say, if you win, I say finally, that's indirectly saying that you never win. Yeah.
Okay. When they lose a game.
Disappointed. Say I'm disappointed.
When they get poor grades.
I guess it's the same as before. Disappointed. Work on your gates. I'm very disappointed. Or this column.
When they are asking their child to sacrifice friends, things they love for going to a competition, or just leave this and we have to reach to the tournament. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to reach. Then I need you to win. What would you tell us?
Probably the parents would say, if the child says this is a birthday party, and the parents say, doesn't matter, focus on this, or not important, probably, yeah.
So do you think that's right, or do you want to talk about that?
So, again, I've never ever been put on any kind of pressure. Of course, I've missed a few birthday parties, but I have gone to so many birthday parties that I never feel that I've missed out on anything in my life. So it's like chess is an extra thing in my life, but I've never missed out on anything because of chess. So again, I'm very grateful for my parents for this. And yeah, so, and I think many,
your weight.
Many children who I compete with, they don't have any friends. So they don't go to school. They don't go for birthday parties. All they do is chess. But yeah, so yeah.
I think your way of seeing everything, like you said, I'm not missing out on anything. Chess is just an extra thing added to my life. And you know, that makes all the fog so clear here on how you're thinking, because you aren't thinking of chess as a burden on your shoulders or something you have to carry for the rest of your life. You're thinking of it as something extra that you want to carry on your shoulders, or you want to experience, or whatever you're feeling, right?
Yeah.
And one thing you tell yourself after losing a match. One thing you tell yourself after winning a match.
Keep going, stay grounded. Don't be overconfident.
The one word that defines the story of Sohani.
Resilience, basically the highs and the lows and bouncing.
What advice would you give to players trying to improve?
I think it would be practice is very important, and you need to be sincere and practice the game probably every day to keep going. And you should never get disappointed in the losses. You should never ever give up. Just keep going and you will see success.
And practicing like Sohani is a lot. So 4-5 hours, don't do that. Sohani, just think, stood by you like rock solid support.
Parents and my school and my coaches, all three of them. But mostly my parents, definitely.
What should parents whose kids win the game say to their kids?
Proud of you.
What do you think makes this story of Sohani unique, other than any other chess player in the world or in the universe? Or
so I think, unlike most of my competitors in chess, I think I had managed to maintain a balance between my academics, chess, hobbies, and my social life. So I think that's what makes my story unique, that I am playing a sport, but I also go for birthday parties. I also have play dates. I also play the piano. I also play soccer. And of course, I love school.
I think, yeah, I totally actually agree with you on this one, because I feel you have lots of balance in your life with all those multiple boxes you have in your life. You have chess, you have school, you have studies, you have this, you have that. And I think you're balancing it out pretty well. So even I agree with you. Okay, so now we're going to do answer in one word. It's a rapid fire round. Okay, so now we're going to do one answer in one word. It's basically like a rapid fire round. Okay, Sohani, your biggest learning from chess?
Time management and resilience.
A brand you admire?
Abercrombie & Fitch.
Your icon?
Magnus Carlsen.
You would attribute your success of chess to?
Parents and coaches.
Your favorite food?
Sushi.
Why does everyone's favorite food sushi? When you grow up, you want to be?
I still haven't decided yet.
Your biggest support?
Parents.
One word that describes the story of you?
Awesome.
What does success mean to you?
Success means highs and lows, and success, failures and success.
Chatting with Sohani today was amazing, and I had lots of fun also because of all the stories she shared. Thank you so much, Sohani. It was wonderful having you on the show.